Welcome to another class of School of Hollywood. Hey, this is Steve Owens, and today I'm going to talk about agents and managers' cover letters that don't work. There's some services that actors are paying money for that they give you a template that says, I'm a huge fan of your work, or I'm a fan of your clients. But the problem is that I called these people up after they've sent it in. I said, so what are you impressed by? And they don't have an answer. Don't start off with a lie to your agent or potential manager. Don't send out a cover letter stating, I've had 20 auditions last month, but we're going to go, you didn't book any of them, which means that your agent and manager were doing a good job. Why would you leave an agent that's working that hard for you? You didn't make any money for them. Also, don't send out a letter saying, I'm studying with Ivana, Margie, Amy, Stella, Actors Group. You're not promoting your acting class. You're promoting you in these messages. One that always gets me is, I have an agent and manager. I'm looking to fire both of them. Well, why would an agent or manager want to take you on if you're just saying you're getting rid of somebody? That's not a reason, okay? Don't lie about your credits, especially real projects. I remember a casting director was casting out of my office for a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. And an actor sent in a resume and cover letter. And he was talking about it that he lied that he was in a movie in Miami. This casting director cast that movie and brought him in and heard the BS story. The CD was saying, that is really interesting because I was a casting director and associate producer. Don't lie about your credits, okay? Another one that just gets me is, I can play 15 to 65. Come on, really. Who are you fooling, okay? Some things that do work, tell interesting stories in three or four lines. If you've done 5 guest stars over your career, write that down in the opening thing. That impresses us. I booked $100,000 last year. Well, that's $10,000 in commission for an agent. Talk about something interesting you saw, you know, maybe like a Dodgers game, or you're in the gardens, or you saw an incredible TV show that they cast. Find something that's of interest to the casting directors. And also be sure to follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse, because you'll be surprised at who you'll actually meet and what you'll learn about them and their likes. Okay, that's it for this edition of School of Hollywood. Hope that you'll be listening for the interview that's coming up later in the week. And follow your dream, because I know it's in your heart.